This is GamerCast episode 313. B! Yeah, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hi! Excuse me. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cough.
You're ruining the show.
Well, I went all blurry.
Well, yeah, autofocus is on. Keep that in mind.
Does that mean I didn't move around too much?
Fine, shall we turn it off?
I'm not really going to do much, am I? So, apologies for last week. I have been ill. I still have a cough, as you just heard when I said hello. It's almost gone. But, thought we'd do it this week. I mean, Paul and a couple of other guys did one last week. Potentially it'll go out in the wild, who knows.
Maybe one day we'll release it as like a premium content.
So if you
subscribe to our podcast for a year, it's one of the bonus things you might get.
How will we know if they've subscribed for a year?
Because I will receive a receipt from PayPal for £40 saying GamerCast subscription, and then I will give them a link for it.
Okay.
Because like Xbox Live Gold, this is now £40 a year to listen.
I see. Are we advert free?
Yeah, on the podcast we've always been advert free.
Well,
apart
Xbox
from Bob
Band,
American Accent
Xbox
Training
Live
Center.
Xbox Live is not advert free.
The chat room says they want to play Heart of Swarm.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. I'm sure you would like to as well, Paul.
Well, get on bat on it and sign up your noob. Are you done jib jabbing?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so let's.
News.
Right, so first up we've got Anarchy
Reigns. So Anarchy Reigns is finally being, I'm saying finally because it came out in Japan.
Don't say
ages
finally.
Ago.
Oh, this game that has never had a date before was finally coming out.
What? So it was originally coming out this year, earlier on, I believe. And
don't look at the chat room. It's my enjoyment.
Okay. It was originally coming out quite some time ago, and then it kind of just got indefinitely pushed back for Europe. So Anarchy Reigns is the new Platinum game being published by Sega. And it's finally... Sorry, I've said that again. I'm used to doing it. It's been given a release date of next year now in the US and the... Well, and Europe. In Europe, it's coming out on January 11th. And in America land, it's coming out January 8th. So on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Apparently it's coming out at like a budget price.
Well, it's not worth any money, is it?
Which is really weird. So it's coming at... Well, it's got... an SRP of £20. Well,
£19.99. Ooh, suggested retail price.
And $30 in America.
$30? What the hell is a dollar?
Which is really weird, because it's kind of similar to Super Monkey Ball, which we'll mention later on, because it's coming out this week on PlayStation Vita. And it has, like, a recommended retail price of £20 as well.
Who cares?
It's just really weird.
Games should be cheap.
But yeah, Anarchy Reigns is kind of like... Well, it's got... what's his face? I can't think what his name is. From... I can't think of words. Mad World on the Nintendo Wii. What is his name? Is it
on PC?
Is it Max something? I can't think what his name is. But it's like a melee brawler with multiplayer, and it's done really well in Japan. Reviewed really well. Lots of people imported it because they didn't think it was going to come out over here. And I can't wait for it to come out. Because it should be cool. A little bit of Bioshock Infinite news. As well as releasing a new trailer, which is full of spoilers, might I add. Full of them.
Spoilers, eh?
Yeah. I should not have watched this new trailer, because I'm pretty sure it showed the first like moments of the game. And then I found out stuff about the guy, like the main guy, that I had no idea about. And I kind of wish I still didn't know about him. I was just...
Funny, that is. Traditionally, spoilers are from the end of the game.
I don't want to...
When Catherine means spoilers, she means the start.
Well, the thing is, When I say a spoiler, it can be anything about the game.
Well, that's why, to be fair, I am avoiding everything about Halo 4.
Well, yeah, that's why you don't watch trailers.
Thanks a lot, Harley, for posting all these videos at the first level and everything else on...
Well, that's the thing. If you're looking forward to a game and you don't want anything spoiled about it, you don't watch trailers, because a trailer will show the best moments of a game, or...
Or maybe the worst moments, if they have some amateurs making trailers.
Well, it depends who's making a trailer. But generally, they will spoil something for you. This Bioshock 1 looks like it did, because... Well, I didn't know some information. It told me the information. I kind of wish I'd learnt the information while playing the game. But that's just me. However, the trailer looks really cool. I only watched the first 30 seconds of it, or something like that. So they released the trailer. They have also announced their collector's editions. There are two. 2K Games and Irrational Games are releasing a premium edition and a Songbird edition, or the ultimate Songbird edition. Premium edition has a 64-page art book, which is like a mini version of the full art book that Dark Horse are going to be releasing, I think around the same time that Bioshock Infinite comes out. So they'll be doing a larger version, whereas this is a mini kind of looking A5 size art book. They're also releasing a propaganda lithograph thingamajiggy for Devil's Vigor? I think it's Vigor. You get a small, I think it's 3-inch keyring for...
And then a leprechaun would jump out of it and start stabbing you in the face.
Yeah, Murder of Crows. And it's 3 inches. Which is a keyring, which is a smaller version of the full-size replica that they're making. Then you also get a 25mm... So that's tiny, right? 25mm handyman statue, which is actually for the board game that they're making.
Smaller than a Lego man.
A board game that they're making called The Siege of Columbia, or Bioshock Infinite, The Siege of Columbia. I find it quite strange that the art book is a small version of the big art book, you get a figure for the upcoming board game, and you get a small replica of the large version of Murder of Crows they're making. It's like they're giving you tidbits of everything so that you can go out and buy the bigger things. Do you find that?
Well, you know...
I find that slightly
strange.
They're
not going to give away all the best stuff.
The thing is, though, usually with a collector's edition, you will get the stuff. They won't usually make a bigger thing or something. I just find it quite strange. And then you also get 3 pieces of DLC, which are... Well, not really DLC, they're kind of unlocked skills for when you start the game. Bull Rush, which melee strikes from a sprint have the chance to knock down an enemy. Extra, which is audio logs, also grant a bounty of Silver Eagles, which is the in-game currency. And Betrayer, which killing your possessed enemies causes them to explode in a fireball that deals damage. As well as that, there is the Songbird Edition. That comes with all the Premium Edition stuff, but a Songbird figure. This is a 9.5-inch... 9.5-inch? Figure? Of the Songbird, which is the kind of... the... well, what looks to be the... antagonist... in Bioshock Infinite. It's this massive...
Oh, it's Arwen, the dude from the thing with the dragon.
Massive mechanical bird. It looks awesome. He's got his wings spread out and he's kind of on a rock, kind of perched on a rock. I think it looks nice. It looks lovely. Apparently the pre-orders are supposed to go out today for the UK. However, they haven't last time I looked. They're quite expensive in America. The premium edition is $80 and the Songbird edition is $150. They've also announced today that they're doing a pre-order game, so similar to the Hitman Sniper Challenge. So they, 2K obviously thought, hey, we like the looks of this, let's do something ourselves. So they're doing a puzzle game, which you can get for free now. Well, you can get for free once you've pre-ordered the game and you received a code for Bioshock Infinite Industrial Revolution, which is you take on the role of a factory worker in... Columbia, who has to tackle 50 puzzles, or 50 plus puzzles, it says. So it's a little puzzle game that they're kind of bundling if you wish to pre-order it to try and guarantee some pre-orders. So that's that. I suppose, so at the moment we've got a few competitions running.
Ooh, competitions!
On Gamercast. I had to double check on which ones are still running because some of them have ended now. our most recent one, if you go on Gamercast on it, you can check out our competitions on there. We're giving away a few games. So there's one of them. I'm just trying to find the others.
Are we doing a competition where I get to have a game?
You get to have a game?
Yeah.
Did you want a game?
I want to know, what have you got? Halo 4?
No. Not at the moment.
What about Forza Horizon? Do we have a copy of that?
Nope.
What about Crusader Kings 2?
What? Yes, we do indeed.
Oh, yes, wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad one of the three good games I wanted.
So Charlotte absolutely loves Crusader Kings 2. She says it's one of her favourite games of the year. She thinks it should win Best Strategy Game in this year's Golden Joysticks, which happened, I think, on Friday. However, Fall of the Samurai could potentially win it as well. There's actually quite a few good strategy games in the Golden Joysticks this year round. Mm. Crusader Kings 2 is one of them. You got Fall of the Samurai as well, Anno 2070, Ages of Empires Online, Civ 5, what is the expansion? Gods and...
King, Gods and Kings.
Gods and Kings. Then Kings there's like Tropico for Godzilla. Modern Times and a couple of other games. But yeah, so Crusader Kings 2 is a grand strategy game. Charlotte loves it to death. You can watch, if you go on our website, you can watch her talk about it for...
Too long.
How long does she talk about it for? For 5 minutes. It's a competition, but she talked about it for 5 minutes.
Why does it take 5 minutes to talk about a competition?
So it's mainly we're giving it away to celebrate the release of Crusader Kings 2 Legacy of Rome, which is an upcoming expansion for the game. However, it looks like we're just giving away the first game, well, the Crusader Kings 2 as opposed to the expansion as well. But that runs out November 5th. So if you pop on the website, you can enter that. I believe you just have to leave a comment saying you'd like to win.
I want to win.
We've got quite a few comments so far.
Yeah, we've got too many. Look at them. They're all filling my flipping inbox.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Odd on the web. Oh, it says there 16 on the website. As well as on YouTube, you can comment on a YouTube video that Charlotte recorded for it. And you can...
might try and win a copy of Crusader Kings.
We should also, are we still giving that away? 29th. Yep. We're giving away a copy of Transcripted as well, if you go on the Gamercast website.
What the hell's that?
It's Transcripted. It's a really fun twin stick shooter with Zuma elements in it. So it's got puzzle elements.
So it's like Geometry Wars meets Zumba.
Zuma.
Sorry, the giant frog.
Yeah. So you got like Zuma lines. Which you have to destroy to finish a level, but then you'll also have enemies as well, and you have to shoot the enemies to get the Zuma pieces or the puzzle pieces to shoot in, and it's quite fun. I enjoyed it. It's got quite a difficulty curve though, but it's a nice little game. I think we've got Steam codes. Yeah, we've got Steam codes for that. Once again, just comment on the website or on the YouTube video that we've got up and you could win a copy of that. And I recommend I haven't played Crusader Kings 2, but I've played Transcripted. So I think you should enter the Transcripted one, which ends October 29th. So yeah, check out our competitions. We did have a few more recently, but they've ended.
Yeah, you need to keep, because we've been doing loads of competitions
lately. I know.
It's really annoying because I get all the emails for it.
I know you do.
I woke up this morning with 180 emails. I went to bed with 80.
You've currently got 28 emails. Paul, what is wrong? You usually have like 0 unread in your inbox.
I'm getting too many.
You've got like 89 in your trash. You're turning into me. Soon you'll have 1,000
or
emails.
Yeah, but this is all today's.
I know. Soon.
It's not like I've got stuff from yesterday. I've sorted yesterday's
okay.
out.
Okay.
Oh, I've entered this competition. I want to win this.
Soon,
I want to do this.
Soon you'll have 7,356 unread emails. Along with 31 deleted.
Why don't you just mark them all red and start over?
Yeah, I know. But I want to delete some of them. So they're the competitions we've got running at the moment. We may have some that may interest console gamers coming up soon, potentially.
Really? What are we giving away on consoles?
You were suggesting it the other day.
What, give away a copy of Halo 4?
It depends if you want to.
We could do, but it probably won't be ready for launch, will it?
Oh. Well, it's for people who can't afford to buy it on launch.
Cheapskates.
The ones who want to try and just win it in a competition instead. Or
want to win it in a competition and flog it on eBay.
That's true. We'll try our best to mention any competitions we've got in the future. Excuse me. So that's those. Next up is the announcement of...
You know what we should give away?
What?
The Halo 4 Xbox.
We don't have one.
Oh.
We're not buying one.
I thought you had loads of money.
Pikachu 3DS is where it's at. Anyways, next up is the announcement of a new survival horror game, Outlast.
So basically, it's the last game to come out.
Well, I find it's got a really weird name. Of course,
you outlast everyone else. Well,
you're outlasting others. You're surviving. However, it also sounds like it's Outlast. And it just sounds...
You're just reading it wrong. Just read it as Outlast.
I know I'm reading it wrong.
Outlast. Just read it as Outlast.
But it's
Outlast.
It's a new game from the kind of recent startup, I suppose, called Red Barrels, which are, I believe, based in Canada. So it's it's an amalgamation of people from Ubisoft, Visceral, and a few other places.
Is Frank West working there?
Frank West? Why would he's been in wars?
What about
he's
Chuck
retired.
Green?
Chuck Green. It's a new survival horror game. You can check out the trailer on our website. Search for Outlast on our website. It's currently scheduled for a summer 2013 release on Windows. However, they have teased saying that there's going to be a new trailer or something out around Halloween because it is a survival horror game. I can't really say much. You should probably just watch the trailer. I can't really say much more than that. Some Carmageddon news. They've re-released
the
original Carmageddon on iOS. Shortly coming out on Android. I'm sorry, I'm just announcing it. Well, the thing is, they're using it to fund Reincarnation, their upcoming Carmageddon sequel.
I thought they had money for that.
They did get money for that, but they still probably don't have enough money, I guess. They probably expected to get a lot more money than they did. So they've said that all money from the new port onto mobile devices.
So of course it won't be all the money because Apple take a 30% cut.
Of course, yeah.
Plus 20% VAT.
Well, considering it's only £1.49 as well, they're not really going to see much.
So they're going to see about £6.
And most people that bought it, downloaded it, got it on the first, within the first 24 hours because it was free.
Whoops.
Well, no, because they said, as a thanks to all their Kickstarter supporters, here it is for a day for free. So you can, if you like Carmageddon, I played it while I was at Eurogamer Expo. It was alright. I was playing it on a very small iPod, though.
What's the point?
If you like Carmageddon. Hotline Miami is an upcoming game. I believe we talked about it before. It's a 2D top-down, gritty. I suppose in some ways it's a shooter, but I'd also call it a brawler in some ways. But it's like super fast reaction game. But it's an indie game made by either one or two Swedish guys. I think it's Swedish guys. And it's been given a release date of October 23rd. So, if you've looked at it at all, it'll either be out today or tomorrow, depending on when Paul puts the show up.
Tomorrow, I'm not doing it tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. So today. And it's available for Windows on... It'll be on Steam, Good Old Games, Get Games, and Gamersgate for £6.99. It's kind of like an 80s... Well, it's set in Miami. It's 80s. It's got amazing soundtrack. And is loads of fun. It was like one of the best games in show at Rest, as said by a lot of people. Check it out. Hotline Miami. The trailer, I wouldn't say watch the launch trailer because it's just live action. It doesn't really show any of the game. Well, no, it shows a bit of the game, but not enough of the game. It doesn't have the cool music in it. Next up, I believe this was announced quite some time ago, and it was supposed to be at E3, but we never got to see it, I believe. And it's Topware are releasing a game called Pressure, which is a steampunk racer with weapons.
So Dishonored meets Rage.
Sure. If that's what you want to call it. It's got its own little story to it, to do with water.
Wow, it's got a storyline.
Yeah, it's a racing game with a storyline. It's got quite cute characters, although it's a shame because the character in the trailer isn't exactly shown really in the game, because you are racing in these little cars top down. It looks really cute. If you pop on our website, you can watch the trailer for it. But it's coming out November 2012 for PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Windows. I believe it'd be an arcade title, because it looks like an arcade title. But it's a nice little racing game with weapons. You don't get that many racing games with weapons. A few.
Quantum Redshift.
Every now and again.
Quantum Redshift.
Okay, Twisted Metal.
Quantum Redshift.
Vigilante 8.
Quantum Redshift.
Trees. I'm just naming other games.
There's only one game.
Okay. Daedalic have announced that Edna and Harvey, Harvey's New Eyes, which is the sequel...
Harvey?
Which is the sequel to Edna and...
I thought his name's
sequel
Harvey.
To the first game. Well, Harley.
Hey, Harley.
And they've announced that it's reached
Where's
gold.
Where's Duncan?
It's a point-and-click adventure game for anyone who hasn't played the original. And the new one is apparently in HD... As you know, people like to say. So
oh, I just
whether
remembered.
720 or 1080.
I have to do a shout out to someone.
Uh-huh.
I have to do a shout out to Matt Budd, who apparently is listening.
Yeah.
I doubt he is. He's not in the chat room if he is. So I'll give do a shout out to Harley instead. Hey Harley. How's it going?
Okay, so looking at my news saying that it's gone gold and released since this was on our website. But
gone gold!
It's available on Steam. It's available in English, German and Russian. It's a German developed game, I believe. But it's also available in Russian. And you can also play a demo, which is made in Flash.
If you want Flash?
Well, it's a 2D adventure game.
Oh, you need to make me a zombie costume as well.
Oh, we do a new Hitman as well.
Well, that's not a costume, that's just my normal clothes.
Oh. Zombie for what? Halloween?
Yeah, well, yeah, for Assassin's Creed. I'm going to confuse people.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. I know I will.
You confused me already. Why?
No, because I don't want to mess about.
For the lulz.
It's for the lulz, isn't it? L-U-L-Z.
Just on Spore News, they've announced that Gangnam Style will be
Gangnam
in Just Dance 4, so they've grabbed that song while they could, because they obviously realised...
Dance Central 3 needs it.
Yeah, they do. However, Ubisoft have now grabbed it. And
Ubisoft
got it
can...
And they've now got it in Just Dance 4. They haven't said exactly when it's going to be coming out, other than at some point in November. Oh, I'm going really slow.
When we can bit on it.
Yeah, it'll be coming out sometime in November for all the like platforms that support DLC. Does the Wii support DLC for Just Dance 4? I'm not sure if it does.
I think it does.
I
hope it does. I'll flog people Nintendo points.
Well, yeah, I know they do a little bit of DLC, but I'm not sure how much they get. But yeah, so they've got that. They acquired it before. I bet they were both trying to get it.
Sonic Jump!
Yes, so Sega have released Sonic Jump on iOS devices. It's £1.49. So it's different Sonic. It's vertical Sonic. Got that wrong. I watched a video and it kind of looks like Doodle Jump.
Well, kind of think of the special stages from some of the Sonics where
Which
you
one?
Just like the old ones where you just jump.
Yeah. Well, yeah. In the first one, you're in the little kind of almost pin... Gosh, I'm going to say it's like pinball machine thing.
No, this is one where you're in a tube.
Oh,
and
the...
you just jump.
Well, you're not jumping there, you're going from side to side.
You jump as well.
Yeah.
You jump as well.
Okay, you do jump as well. To dodge the things.
Stuff that's in my way.
Well, Sonic Jump's different, though, because it is totally vertical. There's
well, yeah.
no horizontal aspect to it at all.
I'm saying it, like, control-wise, you jump.
And I think he jumps automatically. It was kind of hard to tell from the video if you jump.
If he jumps automatically, what's the point?
Well, you're the point of it is that you're then trying to move him to platform to get up and avoid obstacles, which is why it's like Doodle Jump. Which is weird to see a Sonic game that is not like Sonic.
So who's making that?
Hard Light. They're Sega's... I think they're... Birmingham based.
Birmingham.
somewhere in the middle section to the top of the UK.
So not the south, but not the decent
not
north.
Not the south, and not Scotland. But yeah, it's quite interesting. I wouldn't mind downloading it and giving it a play, because you can use Tilt. Well, I imagine it might only use Tilt as well.
Ooh, Tilt. Wow.
Well, you played a game exactly like it on your phone, didn't you?
Tilt it.
Where you jump, and you're jumping up and up and up.
I play lots of things, okay. I don't remember.
But it looks really nice. It's got a nice art style, I'd say.
I want a drink, although, but there's nothing left.
Although, of course, you'd really appreciate it if you played on an iPad as opposed to a tiny little iPod screen. So yeah, that looks interesting. It's only £1.49.
Let's talk about Strike Suit Zero.
Yeah, so we mentioned this after going to Rezzed. This is a mech space shooter. Well, it's a space shooter where you turn into a mech when you've got your Strike Suit Zero bar thing raised all the way up. And they, Born Ready Games, who are the guys who are making it, have announced, they're doing a Kickstarter for it because they're running low on funding.
Kickstarter does my nutting. Mm. I'm going to do a Kickstarter thing for Gamercast. If we raise £100,000, I will do a 24-hour video episode.
We spoke about that before. We never did it, did we?
That's because it's stupid.
Well, we spoke about doing it for episode 300, didn't we?
Yeah, let's do a 24-hour live video episode. Oh, what's Paul doing? Oh, he's asleep in the corner.
He's scratching his bum.
What's Paul doing? I don't know. He wandered off somewhere. What's Paul doing? Oh, he's gone to work. Sign up. Back in like 6 hours. Sign up. Back tomorrow. See you later. Catherine's covering, but no one knows where Catherine is.
Catherine's in the kitchen. Catherine's downstairs. Catherine fell asleep on the sofa.
Well, no, you don't have to do. You have to do it. We'd have to do a 12-hour shift each. I mean, I have to get guests on the show because otherwise it would just be really bland and boring.
I don't know many people that live here, though.
Skype.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that. Isn't I can totally do that.
Hey, Gary, you noob. How's the Halo 4 review coming? Let's talk about Minecraft.
Yes, so Minecraft and Ubisoft... Minecraft. Mojang and Ubisoft have gotten together to make a Far Cry 3 free...
Man.
Map and texture pack for Minecraft that's coming out on the 26th of October. It includes things like Vast, Jason, and Citra, as well as Far Cry 3 locations and other characters. The map itself also has over 50 Easter eggs hidden throughout the islands.
Ooh, Easter.
It's because like certain guys who work at Ubisoft, I believe. I don't know if they work at Ubisoft. Well, they must do a Ubisoft release. Well, I don't know. There's some guys that really like it. Michael Lambert, Axel Jansen, and Johan Delcourt. Delcourt, maybe? Did the textures for it, and they absolutely love Minecraft. And it's going to be for free on Windows via the Far Cry official website. So if you're a Minecraft fan, you can download a free map pack thing, magic.
Or you could not do that and play Terraria.
Uh-huh. So next up, anyone that was annoyed that Deadly Premonition was only released on Xbox 360, Deadly Premonition, the Director's Cut, is coming out on PlayStation 3 and only on PlayStation 3 from Microsoft. Same game, however, it now includes new features. There's a new scenario made by Swery. That has been added in specifically for the director's cut, so obviously saying that he wanted to have in but didn't manage to get in the final game. HD graphics, I don't know what that really means by that.
Can I just correct you there? HD.
Sorry, HD.
It's better.
I'm not entirely sure what they mean by that. I mean,
H.
To be...
H. H. What the heck? It's H.
To be fair, Deadly Premonition is a slightly dated-looking game, but it's still quite a good game at that. So I was looking at that comment.
Stop That's reading the comments Spanish. On YouTube.
Well, you've got it open. It's also got a reworked control system and extra DLC that expands beyond the original game. So that's quite nice. However, of course, it's a PS3 only title, so that's a shame. Swery did post up a picture on the internet of him holding a Move controller. People then thinking, does that mean it's coming out for Move? I don't believe it is, though. But yeah, so that's interesting. Does it have? Do I have a date on here? It's coming out in the first quarter of next year. No official set date as of yet, but they're doing that. Next up, some sad Sega news. Jet Set Radio for PlayStation Vita has been delayed.
Not being canned, then.
No. Well, it's been delayed due to necessary development optimizations. A final release date will be announced soon. Please be sure to check Sega.com for updates on the issue.
Development optimization. So you just realise that it's rubbish. And you're like, oh, we better,
hey,
we better
leave it. Hey, it played lovely at E3 when I played it.
And obviously there's some massive bugs. Like, you fall through the floor and your spray can goes up your own mouth. And it's like, ah!
Originally it was supposed to come out on October 16th. However, Sega announced this back then. And yeah, it's a bit of a shame. I was looking forward to buying it again on my Vita and playing it. Because just the radio on the move, it's amazing. And also if the graffiti stuff does actually allow the touchpad or touchscreen, would be really, really nice.
Oh.
But yeah, hopefully Sega will announce something more on it soon so that all those Vita fans will be able to play Jet Set Radio on their Vita. You're going to talk about the next thing?
What are we talking about?
Xbox Music.
Xbox Music is launched.
Is that what you're going to say?
Well, what do you want, the full rundown?
Well, you can mention about the stuff we found out about it.
Okay, so Xbox Music is the new music service from Microsoft. It's not really new, it's just Zune rebranded with a few additions. So if you're using Windows 8 or Windows RT, you can stream music for free. AKA Spotify. That's obviously ad supported, and you'll hear an advert every 15 minutes. If you're on Xbox or, you know, normal stuff, like a computer, you've got the Xbox Music Pass, which is the same as a Zune Pass, only the same price, but called Xbox. And you can download 30 million songs for £9 a month. And play them on Xbox, PC, Windows Phone, PC, Xbox.
Shall I stop you so you don't keep repeating them? But don't you find it weird that it's called Xbox Music and it's not free streaming on the Xbox?
Oh yeah, you can't at the moment stream it on Xbox.
360.
But yeah, that's no big deal. Obviously they've launched a service without it being ready. So we'll just work around that.
But it's not fully rolled out yet, is it? Because we still haven't... Have we got the final thing?
We've got the final build for the dashboard, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't mean we've got the final version of the music.
Yeah, so like they've kind of been... They've kind of always done it, I think, with dashboard stuff. They roll it out on a random basis. So maybe we'll have Xbox Music soon, maybe we won't.
The chat room is arguing with everyone.
Yeah.
Beaver Jouster and Hood 815 are arguing. Talk about War Z. I don't know what War Z is.
Nah, we've already spoken about that.
Let's talk about Nintendo Wii U.
Yes, so Wii U. I was going to mention this because the official TV advert was broadcast during Homeland last night, I believe.
Homeland? We don't watch that. 4. We watched The Walking Dead.
A little bit different. But yeah, so they streamed the TV advert. Do you want to watch it, Paul, at all?
No.
You don't? You don't want to see what they're...
Are we watching this on the episode?
Oh, we can do, yeah. I thought I'd...
You need to send me a link on my computer.
I will give you a link when I find it.
Man, this is unprepared.
Well, I added that on when just as we were starting the show. Because I remembered I watched it last night.
Everyone's arguing. Nintendo sucks. Wii U. Talk about Warzone. Also about something that does suck.
Well, I stopped my
trolls.
I got rid of my
keep
pre-order.
Trolling. Keep trolling.
I got rid of my pre-order for a Wii U. Delay Rayman Legends? Jeez. Screw yourself over, why don't you? Have hardly any launch titles.
What, Hardest One? I don't have Hardest One, you mad dafty. You have to wait a bit, then I'll get it.
So notice they never mentioned Nintendo in in speakings.
Did they not?
No. Didn't say Nintendo once.
Wii U!
Notice how they're trying to drive how it's a new console. Like you mentioned to me the other day.
Well, yeah, no one knows it's new, because Wii U, that's just a slightly upgraded Wii, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's just a different controller for the Wii, isn't it?
So you didn't recognise the voice? That was Adam Buxton.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have to go and see Adam Buxton on Friday.
Boy! But yeah, he's done other stuff. Well, him and Joe have done stuff for Nintendo in the past, so... And he does adverts.
I do adverts, you know what I mean? Brag about it.
But yeah, they never once mentioned the word Nintendo, other than, I think it probably says Nintendo Wii U, maybe, on the screen at one point. Also, like, Mario is, like, only shown in passing, almost. As well as, like, some of the other launch titles aren't even shown.
Well, at least they were showing what you can do with it.
Well, yeah.
Even though they didn't really show what you can do.
Well, yeah, it feels like a weird advert. They didn't mention, you know, it looks better than the Wii, or anything like that. It was just, look at this, look at this, look at this.
I don't want to look at that. I want to look at StarCraft. Wings of Liberty, because I reckon that's better than Form and Legacy Void.
So yeah, that was the Nintendo Wii U official trailer. Trailer TV advert that should probably be airing quite a bit now. I just found it a bit strange. It didn't feel like a Nintendo advert, don't you think? It didn't. I mean, to be fair, they're maybe trying to change their marketing.
Come along.
Well, they just got someone for a voiceover.
Well, why didn't I have the job?
Because you're not Adam Buxton.
Sorry. Yes, but I've got a far greater range of voice.
Hey, he's got a cool voice.
Name bar. Let's move along. It's time for Name That Game. So 2 weeks ago, everyone would have heard this. The chat room says it's Mario. No, it's not.
Yes, Mario.
So we had a few people guess. Catherine,
did I guess?
Don't actually remember what you guessed. I think you might have just said anything.
I don't think I actually guessed anything. No, that was the week before.
Right. 312. So Catherine ran out of time. Harley, who's in the chat room now, Harley guessed it was Fallout 3. Wrong. It was Fear. Can you tell me what Fear stands for bonus points?
First.
Nope. Encounter, Assault, Recon.
Damn it. I knew it. The second one was Encounter, but I wasn't sure what A was.
Ah. So, I get the GZs for
I didn't like Fear that much.
This week, we've got Sonic, which was used on 313A.
I didn't...
Here it is. Some of you may have heard that before on GamerCast.
Sounds like Deus Ex.
In fact, some people might have heard it twice on GamerCast before. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing if anyone can learn what it is. It's not Mario. Bloody chat room.
Sounds similar to Alex Brandon.
Who the hell's Alex Brandon?
The guy who did the music for Deus Ex.
Who? What the hell's a Deus Ex? Anyway, it's Juice X. You have to say it right.
Deus Ex.
Juice. It's like Call of Juarez.
Well, it depends on how people pronounce things.
Call of Juarez, a.k.a. the story of Jesus. Because Jesus was a Jew to God rest. Right, so we've got guesses coming in from the chat room.
Mario.
StarCraft. Mario. What do you think it is?
Deus Ex.
Deus Ex. Paul, you're saying it wrong. Nip boy, you mad dafty. So yeah, if you think you know what it is...
I feel I'm wrong, but I'm... It sounds Alex Brandon-y.
If you think you know what it is... Send an email to feedback at GamerCast.net or leave a comment on this week's episode on the website www.gamercast.net/episode -313-B or whatever it ends up being. If you're listening in the chat room, you've got 5 seconds before I close this down.
New releases this week.
Right, so there's a couple of games coming out. Forza Horizon is obviously the sort of main one coming out. This is a game with a car in it.
Have you played the demo?
No.
It's on the 360, I downloaded it.
When do I have time to play any game? I came home from work and had to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I finish this, I'm playing WoW.
Okay, it's okay.
I'm playing an important game.
Okay. So as you were saying about Forza Horizon 1, you said...
So Forza Horizon is... A lot of people saying it's, you know, Forza, but on the open road. Yeah, but that's kind of what it is, yeah. But on the other hand, it's kind of like Forza meets Burnout Paradise. But on the other hand, it's got a bit of PGR in there as well.
Okay. And it's not made by Turn 10, is it? Is it made by a different studio? Am I right in thinking that?
Mm-hmm. It's published by Microsoft. Obviously, that means that Microsoft made it.
Obviously. I don't have it to say. That's one thing that I found weird when I grabbed the snippet, kind of... blurb for the game. Never leave the open road environment using voice activated GPS. What do they mean by that?
Don't get lost.
It's like never leave the open road environment.
I don't know. There's a demo up. Play it. The general consensus is it's very good.
Yeah.
That's the feeling I'm getting.
Are you going to get it?
I'm feeling there's excitement going on. I'll get a copy for free or something, won't I? Or cheap. Off the expert zone. Oh, I'm bashing. I should check that.
Race against planes and helicopters.
Yeah, there's like a mode.
Race at night with 24-hour light cycle.
Yeah. So every half hour it changes from day to night. So you can just keep driving. Yeah, there's actually a mode where you drive like a 1959 Mustang and race a plane. Obviously, the plane will win. And if it doesn't, you're driving dangerously. We've also got Medal of Honor Warfighter coming out. This is another one of these generic first-person shooters.
Tier 1 or whatever it is. I don't think it really looks that appealing, but I know people that are like, yeah, Medal of Honor is going out. Yeah, Medal of Honor.
EA needs something to make some money.
I just...
Oh, no, that's stupid advert. Playing, shut up.
I don't know. It looks slightly bland in my eyes. It feels also like EA and you just released a Medal of Honor, although, of course, it came out. 2 years ago now? It's 2 years ago? A year ago?
Yeah, about a year ago.
And then we've got a 3DS title.
Professor Layton!
Yep, the first Professor Layton 2 release on the...
on the 3DS.
3DS, what the hell. Professor Layton and the Miracle Mask.
Hey, funnily enough, Layton. I got on the Xbox Zone. I'm going to get an email from them.
It's got standard animated sequences like Professor Layton games usually do, however, of course, they're in 3D. It's got your standard logic puzzles, a year's worth of downloadable daily puzzles, everything you kind of usually get from Professor Layton. It's got a few extra little things there. I'm not sure if it's actually fully utilizing Street Pass in any way.
Street Pass! That's actually what the Wi-Fi's look like when it happens.
However, of course, this Professor Layton game that does not support WEP. Unlike the original Professor Layton, which you cannot download the daily puzzles unless you have a WEP connection.
Let me just shoot myself in the face and make my network insecure.
Which is really annoying. So yeah, that's coming out. Came out last year in Japan. Got it over here now. Then we've got Moshi Monsters Moshlings. Moshlings? Moshlings.
So this is the second Moshi Monster theme park game.
Yep, this is the second one. It's coming out on DS and 3DS.
It's 3DS as well, is it?
Yes, 3DS as well.
Oh, that's cool.
They're releasing a limited edition on both DS and 3DS, which comes with some trading cards, a virtual code for the Moshling Fernando on their
Fernando
website.
Lonzo.
7 days of membership to MoshiMonsters.com. As well as a one-of-a-kind Moshlings theme park virtual item, which is redeemable online. No physical Moshi Monsters, sadly. They're a bit cuter. But yeah, new Moshi Monsters game. It's quite popular, isn't it?
Yeah.
Considering it started off as a browser game about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, they're making some money out of it. Especially since the DS version sells for like 30 quid.
Really?
It's the most expensive DS game in the history of the universe.
I would have thought it would only sold if it was about 20. Like how Peppa Pig and all that sell. Or used to sell at 20 quid, I know that. Then we've got Euro Truck Simulator 2. This is
this is coming out now, is it? Euro Truck game, yep.
So you can be a truck driver. They're quite popular, the Euro Truck games, because they're quite good. Yeah, you take on missions as a truck driver across Europe and stuff like that. I'm a hardcore tier 1 operative. Yep. Then we got Just Dance Disney Party on the
Nintendo Wii. Shoot myself in the face.
And the Xbox 360. It's got 25 songs from the Disney Channel's hottest shows. What? Wow, I would have thought it would have had Disney music. No, it has songs from the popular shows Shake It Up. What's Shake It Up? Hannah Montana, Ant Farm, Jesse, Wizards of Waverly Place. That's really hard
to say. That's another DS game.
Is it? Camp Rock.
Camp Rock.
Phineas and Ferb, High School Musical, and Good Luck Charlie. Oh, wait, no. Okay, it has got some actual Disney songs. It's got Jungle Book, Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, Cinderella, Peter Pan, Tangled, Aristocrats, Mary Poppins, Lilo and Stitch, Tinkerbell, Enchanted, The Muppets, and Bolt. That's it.
No Lion King? It doesn't have the Kuna Matata, whatever the song is?
No, and who
knows? What's the point?
The thing is, who knows how many... There might just be one song from each of those films. And then more of it's from the Disney Channel shows.
That's brutal.
It's quite harsh. Maybe they'll do a DLC of Lion King. Or something. So yeah, that's coming out. Then we've got FIFA Manager 13 on PC. Or Windows. Is Football Manager 2013 out yet?
Nope.
Didn't come out last week?
Nope.
Coming out soon though, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. So I guess they thought they'd slide FIFA Manager in. To see if anyone would want to buy it.
No, the only people who buy FIFA Manager are parents who accidentally buy the wrong game.
Do you want to hear one of the features? The new basic screen resolution of the game was increased from 1024 by 768 to 1280 by 1024.
Oh my god. What the? It's getting the hand. The hand of protest.
I like that that's a feature. Then we've got another new game for the PlayStation Vita.
So it admits it only supports one screen resolution. Am I reading that right?
Well, no. It says it goes max to 1900. It's okay, Paul. It was just saying that it now has a lowest supporting of 1280. Yeah, we've got a new PlayStation Vita game out. You can download the demo off the PlayStation's network store doodad. It's Super Monkey Ball Banana Splits. It is £20. That is so cheap for a Vita game, especially a game that's just come out. Well, just coming out on Friday. I'm quite tempted to pick it up myself. I hear the demo's quite good. I haven't played it myself. I have the demo installed. I just have to hit play. But yeah, it's Monkey Ball on Vita, really. They can't screw it up as much as they did with the 3DS version, because that was quite terrible. However, I'd like to think that the Wi-Fi kind of multiplayer games is a lot better than it is on 3DS, because of course 3DS or any kind of DS multiplayer is a bit flaky anyway. But I'd like to think using the Vita network stuff might be a bit better. It's got over 100 stages spread across 5 worlds, 8 mini games as well. It uses tilt, touch, blow, or the use of the joysticks to guide your monkey in the ball through the game. You can also create your own stages using the Vita camera and share it with friends. It's got Wi-Fi, and also it uses the GPS function to compare your standings locally or against players from around the world.
Wow, so it's got a leaderboard.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, that is.
Then we've also got Roller Coaster Tycoon 3D. This is a port of Roller Coaster Tycoon to the Nintendo 3DS.
What about Zoo Tycoon?
Isn't that Microsoft Game Studios? It is, isn't it?
I don't know what I'm reading.
I don't mean to do this.
Stop it.
Sorry. Yes, so Roller Coaster Tycoon, so roller coaster building on 3DS. It's also got Street Pass support, because you can unlock attractions and themes. And yeah, Roller Coaster Tycoon. I mean, Roller Coaster Tycoon used to sell like crazy. I guess it doesn't anymore, because there's not really a general release of Roller Coaster Tycoon. Roller Coaster Tycoon's free anymore.
Well, the trouble is, people buy rubbish computers now that don't run anything.
Oh, really? I remember it selling like crazy. I remember selling out all the time. Then we've got Lucius, a horror adventure game for Windows, where you play the son of the devil.
Son of the devil?
Yeah, son of the devil. Lucius, who, when he turns six, it's revealed to him that he's devil's son and stuff like that. It's really cool. So it's an adventure game where you have... It's pretty much Hitman in an adventure game. You're a kid. You're playing as a six-year-old kid. Everything... Well, it's great because everything's so big because you're so little. And you have to take out everyone in your house that you live in order to escape, I believe. It might be to escape. Or actually, maybe it's to... Well, there's like a detective looking into you and stuff like that, and the whole house because there's been a death or something like that. But yeah, you kind of got to set up their deaths, Hitman style. Well, stealthy Hitman style as opposed to Hitman style. But yeah, it's really cool because it's not really an action adventure game, it's adventure. And then we got Sherlock Holmes, The Mystery of the Frozen City on Nintendo 3DS. This little adventure game. Which is, I suppose, in the kind of Professor Layton style of games. Because it has puzzles and brain teasers and stuff like that. And then we've got Dark Souls Prepared to Die Edition, which is Dark Souls with the added DLC, which is Atorias of the Abyss. So that has all the DLC that came out recently on Windows, but now released on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. You can, of course, buy the DLC separately, or if you haven't already bought Dark Souls... you will now be able to pick up this copy with the DLC included. Then we've also got Everyone Sing on the Wii 360 and PS3, which is a singing game. You can get it with microphones, you can get it without microphones if you've already got some. 35 new licensed tracks, lots of popular music. Then we've got the Bridge Project, the Bridge Project, where you build a bridge.
Build a beer!
So it's like, you've got to build bridges. That's like a simulator. And then we've also got Street Fighter X Tekken on the PlayStation Vita, which allows cross-play in the form of costumes? Or isn't it just characters? Oh no. You can play against PS3 owners as well. So yeah, Street Fighter X Tekken is finally coming out on the PlayStation Vita, even though the game came out general release on consoles quite some time ago now. Why is my camera going so slow today? Do you find it weird?
I'll fix it, don't worry.
Fix it, man. So yeah, that's all the releases of this week. Two PlayStation Vita games. A few PC. A couple of 3DS. A couple of DS. Or 1DS. And some 360.
Don't know, maybe the computer doesn't like when you overclocked front side bus, which may be affecting the USB port.
Trying
really not to be honest.
So yeah, that's kind of it for the releases this week.
Good, that's it for the show then. Let's close this noobinabness off, yeah? Ooh, Tekken, ooh, yeah. Feedback, as always, feedback at gamercast.net. I appreciate the fact that our heads have not been in the game this episode, because Catherine isn't very well, and I was busy doing other things. It happens. Deal with it.
Our heads have not been in the game. I've been up to the game.
What game?
GamerCast.
What game? Podcast. yeah, we're back next week. As always, you can listen to us or watch us live at 8 o'clock UK time, Monday evenings. Join the chat room. Hang out with Beaver Jouster, Hood815. There was a couple of other people in there, but they've wandered off now. Oxlow, whatever your name is. Yeah. Hang out with those people.
Fun.
Fantastic stuff. But until then, we'll catch everyone on the flip side.
Yeah. See you then.
Yeah.
Don't forget to enter our competitions if you want them, of course.
If you don't want them,
don't bother.
Don't enter it. Because
we want to give them to people who care about the game.
Who actually want the game. Yeah. In it, bruv.
See ya.